This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm delighted to be speaking with Roger Ross Williams. Mountain Film audiences know him as the director of Music by Prudence, and an unforgettable evening when Prudence Mabena sang for everyone, a standing room only crowd at the Palm Theater, and then went on to win hearts and minds in Telluride. His second film is God Loves Uganda. It premiered at Sundance, and it's coming to us Memorial Weekend, Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th for Mountain Film in Telluride. Roger, thanks so much for taking time out of your hair-raising schedule.
Oh, that's so fun. It's great to be here.
Thank you. So in what way did your background feed the need to make a film about hate-mongering, particularly as directed against gays?
Yeah. Well, you know, I grew up in the African-American Baptist Church. My father was a leader in the church. My sister is a pastor. My uncle was the pastor of the church. It's our family business, and it's a non-affirming church, so I never felt accepted as a gay man. And so that's what drew me to this subject, you know,
okay.
Being in a church growing up and not being accepted.
All right. Then what event or series of events and insights planted the seed for this movie, for God Loves Uganda?
Well, I think the seeds of it started back when I was making Music by Prudence. I saw the hold of a fundamentalist sort of evangelical fervor in sub-Saharan Africa. And, you know, there's a church on every corner, there's all-night prayer vigils, and there was this conservative fundamentalist view of religion that was seeping into government in Zimbabwe. And then when I read about what was going on in Uganda with the anti-homosexuality bill, death penalty for gay people, obviously I was like, well, and then I heard that there were American fundamentalists behind it. That's what sort of led me to Uganda.
Okay. Could you put Uganda in perspective with regard to the American evangelical movement? How pervasive is its influence, and what about the country allowed that influence to take root, ultimately fostering that noxious piece of legislation that you just referred to?
Yes.
And could you talk about all of this in the context of what is going on now in America, as our country seems to be relatively ho-hum about homosexuality and about gay marriage?
Yeah. Well, you know, Uganda is unique in that, you know, it's this utopia of, you know, sort of fundamentalism that America sort of built from the ground up. After the fall of Idi Amin, there was a vacuum in Uganda. There was the country was destabilized. It had the highest AIDS rate in Africa, and it was a mess. And the evangelicals saw an opportunity, and they moved in and they built an infrastructure of schools and hospitals, and they did a lot of good in Uganda. But with that came this sort of fundamentalist sort of, you know, Christian message and this sort of battle against sin. So Uganda has been, it's the youngest population on the planet. The median age is 15. So you have to understand that people have been raised up with this sort of fundamentalist message. So now most of the members of parliament, the president and first lady are all fundamentalist Christians. And they believe that they must bring their Christian values to the laws of civil laws, and that they must rule by the Bible.
Wow. Okay. Did you, as an openly gay man, ever feel in danger as a director making your movie, specifically the movie about Prudence first and then this one, when you were on the scene in Uganda? Did you ever feel threatened?
Absolutely, I felt threatened. I mean, you know, when I was making the film, I was outed. That one of the missionaries wrote a blog and wrote about me in their blog, and someone sent a letter and said, he's a gay man. You know, it's still illegal in Uganda to be gay. And I was filming with the most anti-gay pastors. They call themselves anti-gay activists. And these pastors were throwing huge, massive rallies and demonstrating against the evils of homosexuality, that they were there to recruit their children, that they were there to destroy society.
Wow.
And so they surrounded me, and it was a very tense moment, and they showed me this letter, and we were all terrified, me and my crew. But they decided to pray for me and to heal me and cure me. It didn't work.
Wonderful. I'm very glad to hear it, but I'm very glad to hear that they weren't, that
yeah,
they took
I mean,
that tact instead of the other.
Yes, yes, exactly. And, you know, there are brave activists on the ground every day in Uganda fighting this, gay activists who are fighting this fight, and they're saying, we're not going away, we're not leaving our country, we're here, we're Ugandan, and they're the brave ones. I mean, they live it every day. I was just there, you know, in and out. And so I really am not going to complain because they're the heroes.
You're very modest. So God Loves Uganda is clearly a polemical. Do you think the film can actually work as a change maker in the Africa you've described as a mystery, pervaded as it is, and these are your words, with an unknowable otherness? Put another way, do you really believe in the power of films to make a difference?
Absolutely, I believe in the power of films to make a difference. And, you know, we've already been making a difference here in that we have been invited to screen in over 300 churches across America. I've been invited to numerous untold religious conventions, the Baptist Convention and the UCC. And what our message is that we want people in America to realize when they're putting money in their collection plate, to make sure that money is not going to fund sort of intolerance and hatred, and make sure that it's going to fund good things, and to hold their pastors accountable, and actually, so that's what our, you know, our message is, that Americans become aware, because no one wants blood on their hands. I don't believe the average Christian in America, that people who go to a church and worship, want their money to go and fund intolerance and hatred and murder and torture of any human being.
All right. Do you think, though, I mean, but you're referring to your activism in the U.S. and invitations in the U.S. Do you
Yes.
think, given the pervasiveness of the evangelical movement in Africa, the fact that the president and his wife are born again, think this film can make a difference there?
It's tougher in Africa. I recently premiered the film in Nairobi. And what was interesting about that is that the Kenyans watched the film, they were like, wow, this is sort of, you know, this is this imperialistic, colonialistic force coming in and telling us how to think and how to feel. And so they sort of began to sort of reflect about the role the evangelicals were playing in their country. And if that can happen, then that's a good thing. So we've just been, Ford Foundation has just, we're going on a tour to 10 countries in Africa. We're taking the film to 10 different countries. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Wonderful. Thank you. I know how busy you are and that you've got hundreds of festivals yet to attend and miles to go before you sleep. So we will end here. This has been Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. Look for Roger Ross Williams at Mountain Film in Telluride. Be in town with God Loves Uganda Memorial Weekend. Roger, safe travels.
Thank you.
Thank you.